Hello, West Liberty. This is Jay Bird, and you are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM College Radio, where we are passionately vocal. Today, we have an episode of Students with Stories, where we bring someone in to talk about a big impact that happened in their life. And today, we brought in Faith Fairbanks. Introduce yourself. Say hi.
Hi, guys. My name's Faith, of course. And today, I'm going to tell you my story about how I was in a cult.
Sounds interesting already. So, anyway, let's get into it.
So, the stereotypical cult situation. Now, it's not as crazy as that. It's a little more subtle. So, you might be wondering, how did I get into it? Well, my brother went to a Christian school at the age of 11 to 15. And then after leaving that, he decided, you know, I'm going to be an atheist. Well, I would have to say that afterwards, he decided, after meeting this preacher at a grocery store, that he would decide to be a Christian again. Now, during this meeting with this preacher at a grocery store, he was like, well, I want you to be a messenger of my church. I feel like you would be a perfect fit. You're very muscular, very masculine. I feel like that would be my perfect fit.
So why was that? Why did he want that to be like the perfect thing for him then?
Well, he was definitely had a superiority for men compared to women.
Okay, I see now. All right.
So a couple months later, my brother decided to tell my mom about it. He told her the entire story about how he met the preacher at the grocery store. And my mom was very concerned. Well, I feel like anybody would. So, since I was her son, she decided to go to this church. Now, she decided to drag me with her. And this place was located in a low-income housing apartment. So the outside was very dirty. You could see, like, there was all kinds of mold going on around it.
So did they just not, like, keep up with the church?
Definitely not. It was disgusting. So we went down into the basement. Very dark. Very suspicious, of course. And we walk in. We get dirty stairs. Now, as you can see, I'm just going to give you, like, a picture. So you have five rows of seats. The first row was where all the men sat. They were dressed nicely, you know, nice dress clothes, dress shirt, khakis, like ties, bow ties, whatever. And then the women, that's where it was very uncomfortable to walk into because they were all covered from head to toe. So they would wear pants, like long sleeve shirts, have a scarf on, and then wear gloves. And it wasn't even like cold, so in my 6-year-old mind, I was like, man, maybe it's just cold, you know? But turns out that's not the case.
So was that like the certain dress code that they had going there?
For women, yes.
Okay.
So during this first day, it was very suspicious because he would keep yelling at people. He was like, you're not following these rules right. You're repenting. You need to repent. You're sinning. You need to wash away your sins. So during that time, he would give us communion. Now, I was never baptized at that time, and I tried to take communion during that day. And, you know, he decided to yell at me and ask me, did you ever get baptized? If you didn't, you would be going to hell if you take this.
Oh, so the underworld, obviously.
Yes.
Understand. Okay. So, and you were 6 at the time?
Mm-hmm.
What was going through your head?
I was like, what is going on? I don't understand what's going on. What does he mean by the underworld? Because I didn't know what that meant during the time. I didn't know what heaven and underworld meant. It was an interesting time, to be honest.
It was interesting?
Yes. So we left, and my mom was like, I'm going to give it a couple more chances because I'm still a little concerned about your brother, and I need to take you because right now your dad's working. He can't keep an eye on you. So a couple more times we would go, and one day my mom was talking to the preacher about her situation where both of my parents weren't married at the time. My dad was living with us, and after he found out, he was saying, you shouldn't have him live with you because your ex-husband is still alive, and it was a sin that you had a child with this man out of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually forced my dad to move out into a different apartment. And my dad was begging my mom to, like, get out because he was like, this doesn't sound right. Why are you following this? And at this time, you could tell that my mom was kind of brainwashed by what was going on.
Wow, that's so bizarre. That's intense.
Yeah. So, and my dad actually wanted to propose to my mom during that time, but he said, since then again, your ex-husband is still alive, you can't leave that marriage, and you should have stayed with your husband. So, and let's just say that her ex-husband wasn't the greatest man. Definitely participated in some very bad instances, and mm-hmm. she definitely should not have stayed with them, and she decided not to. Now, preacher finds out about this, and he tells my mom, you need to give your daughter up to me, because if you don't, you're sinning. She needs to be with a good family that can provide for her, because at the time, since my father moved out, there wasn't really any more income coming in besides my two jobs that my mother was working.
Okay.
So he was like, you're not a good mother because you're not able to support your child. And every time that you leave your house, you leave her alone, which she obviously didn't. I was 6 years old. I would either go to my grandma's or a babysitter, but he didn't feel as though that was right.
All right. So we're going to stop it right there because we got a short break coming up. And right after this break, we're going to get right back into learning more about this cult situation with Faith Fairbanks. So remember, this is WGLZ 91.5 FM College Radio, and where we are passionately vocal. Make sure you stay tuned after this break.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Have you heard the rattling chains of the ghost? Much like our ghoulish friends, we stay passionately vocal at West Liberty on WGLZ 91.5 FM College Radio.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Students with Stories with Faith Fairbanks. Remember, we are WGLZ 91.5 FM College Radio, where we are passionately vocal. We left off where, we were getting into some interesting details about a cult during Faith Fairbanks' life. All right, Faith, so continue.
So, we left off on how he wanted to take me away from my mother. So, obviously, that didn't happen, of course, because why would my mom do that? I mean, some people's moms might do that, but anyhow, over the more months that went over, he forced both my mom and I to cover up, and he claimed that if we didn't cover up, it would be a temptation for men. And that he was like, men are superior to women, so you can't be a temptation or they're going to come after you and do stuff to you.
This guy already doesn't sound like too good of a fellow.
Most definitely not.
Okay.
He also felt that women should be men's slaves.
All right, that's, okay.
Yeah, so he was like, they need to do the cooking, they need to do the cleaning, they need to stay at home, and men will just, like, do whatever they want to do. They didn't even have to work, in his opinion. They could do, like, anything. Who knows? And he was like, women should always be at home. Gotta take care of the children. So, and like I said, my dad was trying to encourage both my mom and I to get out. I personally wanted to get out because I had specific experiences with this priest that included, so he believed that we shouldn't celebrate any holidays, not even Christmas, about Jesus Christ.
Not Halloween either?
Not Halloween, not even Easter, which made zero sense in my opinion, because you would think Easter and Christmas goes along with Christianity. Yeah. However, he says, since it is based on paganism, paganism is a sin. And during that time, a six-year-old would still believe that Santa Claus exists.
Right.
So I decided to tell him, but I believe in Santa Claus, you know? Like, I get gifts from Santa Claus, and he seems like he's a good dude, like, you know? And he starts yelling at me. He's like, you are sinning for believing that. You should never, ever think that he is a good person. Santa is basically the devil and stuff.
So like, he depicted Santa as almost like Krampus, almost.
Yes.
The urban legend.
Yeah. So he yelled at me, and he told me this. So I started crying, and I started, like, wanting to run to the restroom. He grabbed my arm. He was like, you're going to sit back down, and you're going to listen to this. You're going to listen to this entire scripture. Now, in general, I was kind of forced to endure, like, hours of listening to a scripture by him. And I would get horrendous migraines because he would be so loud. He would be yelling at everybody. And he would be yelling directly in people's faces if they didn't understand. So, you know, the women are actually in the back, like I said. So just the fact that I was getting headaches didn't make any sense to me. But, and then also during this time, I also had a angel necklace. So mm-hmm. a very stereotypical angel necklace on. And he decided to also yell at me about that because he was like, we do not know what angels or Jesus looks like in the real world, so we need to make sure that we don't have any figurines, any pictures. And then he was like, you need to throw that away and never wear it again. Which, it was actually given to me by my grandma, fun fact, and that made me very upset.
I bet. It's like a gift and something that means a lot to you.
Yeah. During that time, my grandma really wasn't doing too hot, so it was definitely one of those sentimental gifts.
Yeah.
So, also, during this time, we would do where we would donate money. Like, for most churches, you would donate money. And, well, the things that he would use the money for was not for that apartment. We all know that.
So did he use the money for himself?
Yes.
Okay.
To buy, like, nice clothing, to buy stuff for his house. His house was super nice. I was there a couple times because during that time his wife would actually babysit me. Let's just say that that wasn't the really best part of my life either, because she treated me like trash. It was definitely a bad time, and she would treat her children like superior compared to me. Anytime she would give them food, I was given like some scraps. It wasn't much.
So it was like bare
minimum.
Bare bones, just nothing.
Yeah. Like, once in a while, she would be like, oh, we have some gummy snacks. Do you want some of those? And during that time, I didn't really talk much. I never really confronted anything. I never really spoke to my mom about anything. So that was definitely one of the things that I never told her. I feel like if I would have told her, it would have been a lot different. But, so he would take her money and she also gave him a job. So take her own hardworking money, take the money that she got from the job also.
What kind of job?
It was contracting.
Contracting?
During that time, my mom was a flagger, and she got him a job because I guess he was quote-unquote struggling with money, even though he definitely wasn't. And she felt bad, so she gave him a job, and at one point actually gave his wife a job. So, definitely not cool, in my opinion. And she finally was like, you're not really working much. He would always call off. And she spoke to her boss about it and had him fired, which in turn, during one of the church days, he started yelling at her, saying that you were a sinner because you fired me from this job. Why would you do that? God's going to hate you. And my mom just started breaking down crying. Like, she was like, I do not want God to hate me, but you also weren't working. Why are you yelling at me about this when it was actually your fault? So.
Wow, that does not sound like a good dude.
No, he definitely wasn't.
Wow.
So, he also wasn't treating his mom, or his mom the best, or wife, to be honest, because his mom would also go to church, and he would always yell at her about something, or yell at his wife about something, like anytime she wouldn't be cooking or cleaning in the house when I was there, it would be awful. So, and then also, after a couple months of enduring all this, he started to believe that that the government was watching us, basically, and that we shouldn't be watching the news, we shouldn't be watching any TV unless if it was approved by him. So all I would be able to do was read some books.
Mm. Okay, so that's what you did?
Yes.
Makes sense. I mean, I couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. We're going to wrap it up there with this Students with Stories. I appreciate you, Faye, for being here tonight. I'm glad you could be here.
I am glad that I could be here, too, to share my story. Just know that if you are struggling and you feel like that you're in a cult, there is multiple numbers that you can reach out to.
Yep, that is true. All right. So, remember, guys, this was Jay Bird on Students with Stories, and this is WGLZ 91.5 FM College Radio, where we are passionately vocal.